We are back. I am Paula Gordon. Bill Russell and I are talking with Dr. Leonard Schlein. You are very clear in your writing that this is that male and female attributes are both good and both are bad, that left and right brain are both good and both have their drawbacks. You are not a bigot on either side of these issues, and I think that's real important just to state. I also want to say I think of books, and always have, as my magic carpets, and I wouldn't know about your ideas on this subject had I not read your book.
Right.
So why did you write this book?
Well, one of the stimulus to write this book was that I was 8 years old when World War II ended, and I remember very vividly the movie tone newsreels of the concentration camps, which just made a deep impression on me. And I began to realize somewhere in my teenage years, because I love Greek mythology, that there was a time in the world when people may have killed each other for a lot of different reasons, but religion wasn't one of them. So, like, for instance, in ancient Greece, there were three gods of war. There was Athena, Apollo, and Ares. And there's not a single recorded case of the followers of Ares marching down to the temple of Apollo and burning those guys at the stake because they believed in something different. And then when I started thinking about it, you know, in China, you can be a Confucian, and you can be a Taoist, and you can be a Buddhist all at the same time. Not a problem. In the Western culture, you cannot be a Jew, a Catholic, and a Muslim. Impossible. So if there was a time in the world when nobody killed each other over religion, and then there was a time in the world when it seemed like everybody was killing each other over religion, I wanted to understand what happened, what changed. And you know, if you made a scale and you put on one side of the scale all the solace, all the good things that have happened as a result of Western religions, and then you put on the other side all the skulls of all the babies and the women and the young men and the old men that were either burned at the stake or killed in crusades or inquisitions or heretic countings or pogroms or holocausts, and then you put that scale into balance, would it be worth it? I mean, you have all these murderous things that happened in the name of religion, and the common denominator to all these murderous things are sacred alphabetic texts. As soon as somebody has a book and they say, this book contains the truth and my truth is better than your truth and I'll kill you for it, then you have loosed into the world the most unbelievable Penelope of evils. And I was hoping that my book would somehow or other ameliorate some of, you know, some of this hardcore belief that because it's written somewhere, it's the truth. I mean, you know, whenever you see a rally and there's somebody trying to take women's rights away, you can be sure that the man leading the rally will have a book in his hand. Always.
Probably his right hand.
His right hand, too.
Speaking to us from his left brain, there's another piece in the caveats. We all, men are not all men, and women are not all women. Important to remember.
Well,
women are not.
Every man has a masculine side and a feminine side, and every woman has a masculine side and a feminine side, and it's our culture that can reinforce one or the other.
And that culture still is carried to some extent with alphabetic literacy, but I think I'm hearing you say we are opening up some alternatives.
Oh, I think that we're witnessing the end of a 5,000-year reign of patriarchy and misogyny as a result of our enormous advances in image technology, from graphic advertising to the internet to film to television. I mean, we're awash in images. Just awash in it.
Is that not good news?
I think it is. I mean, seems like women have made some pretty astonishing gains since all this image information.
I have to ask, where does that put Mr. Dr. Whitehead's prescription?
Well, we're going through the same thing again.
Is this not a very dangerous time?
Yeah,
well,
there's never been a time in history when people give up power easily and willingly. And, you know, you're seeing a rise in domestic violence and pornography and all these things that are the result of the fact that power is shifting away from men and towards women, away from the left hemisphere and towards the right hemisphere. And whenever that happens, the most insecure men, the ones who have the most to lose and are worried most about it, will lash out. So you can take all these signs in our culture as a positive sign and see them that they are actually harbingers of a change in the status of women and the rise of their power.
so many revolutionary ideas you have brought to us, and we thank you for them all. We'll watch for the next book.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Leonard Schlein's intriguing ideas are available both in his book, The Alphabet Versus the Goddess, and at his website, www.alphabetvsgoddess.com. We thank Dr. Schlein for his ingenuity, audacity, and scholarship. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.